It's Sunday morning, time for the great outdoors with Charlie Potter. Brought to you by the all-new Chevy Silverado and ChevyDriveChicago.com on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning. Welcome to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here on WGN Radio, and thank you for joining me this morning. Some of you listening may be on your way to duck blinds in various states. The Northern Zone in Illinois opened yesterday. Wisconsin's open. Iowa's, parts of Iowa are open. Minnesota's open. The Dakotas are open. We're not talking about Canada because, unfortunately, none of us can go there. But it's that time of the year when there's just a lot to do. And there's a lot going on in the outdoors and the news. But I'm going to start off this morning with a story that I like to do from time to time. This one's very special to me, at least. And maybe for some of you, it'll resonate or it'll make you think, let's go do this. So a couple weeks ago, I talked about getting outside this fall with the leaves turning and how spectacular it can be, and realizing that WGN Radio carries really the length of the continent, whether you're in Minnesota or down in Louisiana. At some point this year, you're going to have tremendous fall colors, and certainly for northern Wisconsin and Minnesota, the leaves are down, which makes the grouse hunters happy. But I took a walk, the kind of walk that once a year, if you take, it just particularly in this time when all you hear about is COVID and politics and everything going on, just to disconnect yourself for a few hours can totally recharge the batteries and change your perspective. And I had the pleasure of taking a walk with a fly rod in my hands. I actually was high in the mountains of Idaho. And I had an incredibly special person with me, and that person would be my dear wife. And we were not really fishing. We were fishing for fish, that is. We were fishing for amazing views and fall colors and solitude and tranquility. And the aspens were at their absolute most stunning peak. Looking at the Big Lost Range in the distance, the highest mountain range in Idaho, and you can do this in the Mississippi Valley, the Illinois Valley, the Plains River Valley. You can do this in a lot of places. You don't have to go to the mountains to do this. But I happened to be in the mountains, and I happened to be along a wonderful, wild, free-flowing stream, trout stream, while we were at it. And we walked on the rivers are very low because it's been so dry. We walked on the boulders, which is a little bit like walking on a minefield in the afternoon sun. It was only in the low 50s, but it felt a lot warmer as the sun hit our faces and the wind was at our backs. And we were just taking in the magnificence of the leaves on the river, the whole experience. And again, it's one you can get, no matter where you're listening this morning, it's one you can get nearby. You just have to simply get off the beaten path a little bit. You might do it on your bicycle. It really doesn't matter. But I think the spirituality, if you will, of seeing fall in its most magnificent is something that, as I said a moment ago, just so nourishes you. So we had been walking or sort of slip sliding over these cobblestone boulders for half a mile or more, watching the leaves float by us in the crystal clear water. And we came upon a back eddy in a pool that was really deep. We couldn't see the bottom, the water being just gin clear. And we decided that would be a good place to stop and see if we could catch a fish. I didn't have high expectations. It had been quite cold in the morning. Figured the fish would be sluggish. But we tried a few flies and nothing worked, and a few casts. And we weren't really fishing. We were just sort of taking in the magnificence of fall, knowing that in just a few short weeks, this part of the world would be white and winter would be on us. And all of a sudden, my wife made about her 16th or 17th cast with her fly rod, pretty much in the same area. And all of a sudden, the line went tight and the water exploded, and boiling out of the water was a beautiful fall run rainbow. The colors in the fall of rainbow trout are just stunning. Their sides, every color of a rainbow, which is why they're called rainbows. And this trout pulled hard and fought and dove and leapt, and it was everything you would want in a fish. And yet it was just the two of us surprised by having caught a fish at all, as it really wasn't the purpose of our just going to seek a walk in nature. And I landed the fish and never touched it, let the hook out of its mouth, the fly out of its mouth, and in the net you could see it's just remarkable colors, and dipped the net back into the side of the river, and the fish never left the water, and off it swam back into the depths of the pool, disappearing into the foam eddy. And we stood there and just marveled I marveled at how spectacular the outdoors can be. And I think that's really my message this morning before I go to break, is that we in the Midwest, or no matter where you are, it's America, and we have access to the most incredible outdoor vistas and experiences. If you travel in Europe, which I have extensively, it's all private. You don't have the opportunity to go for a walk in the woods or walk down a river. You don't have those kinds of things. Canada, America, very different. And if you're listening in Chicago, whether it's going to the lakefront today or this week and looking at the last of fall, or if you're in Wisconsin going for a walk in the woods or a bike ride out in Galena, or if you're further south, it doesn't matter. It is that opportunity to experience something that is incredibly special in America. And that is the ability to go outdoors, to access public places, and to just forget about the everyday world, to just unplug. And for me, such an experience is incredibly restorative. And of course, now here we are Sunday morning, and we have much more of what's coming the next few weeks. But I have as a part of me to last for a while, it'll linger. That walk with my wife along a river. Yes, we caught a beautiful trout unexpectedly. It enhanced the experience, but if we had caught nothing, it wouldn't have diminished it. And I'm reminded of my own saying, I've spent a lifetime fishing to realize it's not the fish that I'm really after, it's the experience. And so you don't need a fishing rod in your hand. You don't need anything, maybe a camera. But I just, those of you who take the time to go outside and to really breathe in nature, know how special it can be. And for those of you who haven't had the chance to do so recently, the time is now. The fall is upon us. Pretty soon the winds of November will be here, and it's not quite the same. There isn't quite the golden splendor. And certainly in the Illinois River bottoms, the silver maples right now are beginning to turn and are just at its absolute best. So whether you go out to Rock Cut State Park or you go for a drive down Illinois Route 29 or 26 along the Illinois River, or you head up along the Rock River, you head west to the Mississippi, it's worth doing. It reminds us all of what a special place we live in, what a great country that has these kind of opportunities. I'll be back in just a moment with more on the great outdoors, and when I do, I'll talk about a few more wins for conservation that are really meaningful. Thanks for being with me. I'll be back in just a moment. This is Charlie Potter on the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN, and now a message from our longtime sponsors, the Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland Chevrolet dealers.
In the field, hunters need to be alert, sense the environment around them, and know exactly where they are, communicate seamlessly with their dogs. And when it comes to pickup trucks, you want the same qualities. The all-new Chevy Silverado comes with an available 4G Wi-Fi hotspot for seamless communication. It's designed to handle the toughest loads with advanced trailering technology, tough on the road and off. And the all-new design gives you more cargo space than the competition. Chevy Silverado is the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickup on the road. Plus, there's never been a better time to see your local Chevy dealer about the Big Fix lease. It's an amazing lease deal that can lower your monthly payments and give you more Chevy, all for less money. That's a treasure hunt. So head to your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer or go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and see why Chevy is the number one best-selling brand in Chicagoland, now 8 years running.
It's Charlie Potter and the Great Outdoors on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoors Show. Charlie Potter, your host here. And if you're just joining me, you missed my little sort of walk in the woods and along a trout stream. And if you were listening, hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to talk a little bit now about a really what looks like it's going to be a terrific win for conservation. It's something we've talked about a lot in the air, and that's what the Bristol Bay in Alaska, perhaps the most special fishery left in the world. And it looks as though the pebble mine is going to go away. And I've been at this long enough, and many of you know these things just, they may go away, but they never seem to quite end. They always seem to have an afterlife, and we thought the pebble mine was indeed going to be put away several years ago, and yet it resurfaced, and just a few weeks ago, the Trump administration deep-sixed it again, and hopefully this time it's for good. But it shows that when you come together as a conservation community and you come together with individuals, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, who, while we all hope we can do the right thing, some people are able to have an influence that others aren't, and individuals who were doing the right thing were able to have access and influence that turned the tide on the pebble mine. So that was a big win for conservation. There actually this year has been a remarkable stretch of wins. The reauthorization and increased funding of the Land and Water Conservation Fund, the increased funding and permanent authorization of the North American Wetlands Conservation Act, the Pebble Mine. We have seen numerous really great things happen for conservation at a time when frankly more people are trying to get outside than ever. And one of the things that has really become apparent in this COVID era we're in is that we want to go outside. We want to go to our national parks. We want to recreate. And we're not ready. The national park system is so badly backlogged on maintenance and roads and trails. And just look at some of our state parks in Illinois. We are ill-prepared for millions of Americans to reengage in our great outdoors. That's one of the reasons the Land and Water Conservation Fund and its reauthorization and the funding at $900 million a year, an increase of over $650 million a year over previous years, is really big news. We can eat away at that backlog in a hurry. One of the things that's also going on in this era when we have to socially distance and we're really kind of not sure where everything is headed is we're seeing major industry, outdoor industry, consumer industry shows, events, trade shows, consumer shows, go by the wayside or go virtual. And virtual may be the wave of the future. It certainly, we were not ready for it now. And the most recent is that the Archery Trade Association pulls the plug on its Archery Trade Association 2021 convention. They're going to do the whole thing virtually. We haven't heard yet what is going to happen with the SHOT Show in January, which is one of the largest trade shows in the world. It's the show for the Shooting, Hunting, Outdoor Trade Association. It's where really the entire outdoor industry comes together. Held in Las Vegas, it's an enormous show. We don't know what's going to happen there yet. So we are seeing as we all in our daily lives, we're seeing the change to a virtual world when it comes to trade and consumer shows. And nobody knows if the big sports shows, the boat show, any of that will be held. Chances are not going to be. And that will be a tough winter without, for all of us who like to go to shows, if for no other reason to see old friends and, of course, to see all that's new. I don't think that opportunity is going to exist, and a virtual show is not quite the same. Maybe someday technology will get to the point where you actually feel like you're standing on your Sea Ray that you want to buy in a boat show in Chicago, or you're standing at the at the booth of a fishing lodge that you've always wanted to go to and in Canada, and you'll feel like you're really there and have all the energy. We're not there yet, but that's where we're headed for next year as we look at a complete transformation, and many would say a meltdown, of the outdoor recreation industry and its ability to reach customers. One thing that absolutely is not melting down is that people, as I mentioned a moment ago, were heading outside, and we are. We are heading outside in numbers that have never been seen before. The state of North Dakota has become the destination for waterfowl hunters because you can't go to Canada. So an awful lot of people who would ordinarily have gone to Canada are going to North Dakota, a state that, while it's a big state, it can't handle the kind of pressure it's getting. And I'm already getting lots of reports from longtime North Dakota duck hunters, goose hunters, saying, well, we don't have any birds. They've all been pressured out of the state. A lot of them have gone north to Canada, but license plates from literally across America, Florida. Think how long it takes from Florida to drive to North Dakota and California and Texas and Georgia. It shows that we are a very mobile society right now. And we're going to go outside, and we're going to hunt, and we're going to fish, and we're going to use this time in a way that historically we haven't been able to do. So North Dakota is seeing an enormous uptick right now in non-resident hunting licenses. We'll see if that carries over. Before I go on to the end of the show, I do want to mention just a moment to talk about something we talked about last week with Carrie Luft, and that is the new duck stamp, which must include a hunting scene, and it is something that has not been universally accepted. I want to make sure that those of you who listened last week understand that my view on this is it's not a political statement at all. It doesn't matter what administration made the change, whether it be the Trump administration or the Obama administration or the next administration. It was an ill-thought-out process that changed something that's been working since 1935 by a group of individuals who actually are no longer at the Department of Interior, who felt that this would help ensure that hunting and hunting rights continued by putting a hunting scene on the federal duck stamp. What they didn't realize is that they hadn't done any research on this, and they're finding out that many, many people, longtime duck hunters, leading conservations, hunting organizations, don't like the idea of including hunting on the duck stamp, because an awful lot of people buy the duck stamp who don't hunt, and yet they're supporting the future of hunting by doing so. And it appears that that this will be reviewed. I'd like to think that here at WGN Radio, we've had a role in having this discussion take a national platform. I know Carrie Luft and I talked about it last week. I've talked about it before. This is something where we can actually revisit it and maybe even enhance it in the process. So I thank you so much for listening this morning. I'll be back next Sunday morning with much more on the Great Outdoors. This is Charlie Potter in the Outdoor Voice of Chicago and America, 720 WGN.